You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the Way FM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
So, you guys hear anything good on the radio lately?
Here's some of the good stuff going on in the world today on The Wally Show.
What you got, Rock?
While you may think you're busy this time of year decorating the house, wrapping gifts, and sending Christmas cards, it all fails in comparison to just how busy Santa is.
The big guy. He has a lot of stuff to make and get out around the world. Absolutely.
He really does. And it's amazing to think he has to go to every house with a child and deliver presents. So kids were asked, since they're the experts, just how Santa can do it.
I've always wondered that. Yeah. Even as a kid, I still wonder it today. Like, because he didn't have the technology back then. Now it seems easier. If Amazon can find me in less than 24 hours, it seems like he's getting off easy.
It does. Yeah, I agree. Well, kids have a couple of theories. So here's a couple of the top ones. Santa can teleport.
I could see that. Yeah, that would make sense. And that would get you faster around the world wherever you need to go.
Right? Yeah. Maybe he can freeze time.
Ooh, that would be awesome.
So he could make, I guess, night a little bit longer that he could have more time to get around the world. I mean, he's got to get around the world.
These are all plausible theories
for
sure.
In a sleigh. Yeah. It's not like it's got horsepower.
I'm surprised that he hasn't updated that.
Well, deer power.
Yeah, he hasn't updated his mode of transportation in all these years.
You would think all these years he'd do something. Yeah. The top theory, though, is he has special keys that can open any door.
Ah. Were you as freaked out as I was as a kid when you learned about a little thing called locksmiths? You're like, oh, I can't get into my house. Well, call a locksmith. He can just get into any house. You're like, wait, how are these people not criminals? Like,
I've never thought of that.
Yeah, and now you will. You should watch an Investigation Discovery channel on it.
That would be like the perfect job for someone who's crazy.
That's exactly where my head went as a kid. So the last thing I need is to know that Santa has keys to my house. You know, like, once a year, you're fine coming in. I'll let it go.
Anyone can have a key to the place as long as they bring presents.
That's very true. Yeah, if you're bringing stuff, not stealing it, then we're okay. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We have a chance for you to win a prize here with a little Christmas edition of Either, Neither, Both. This is where a question will be asked of two people on the show. Your job is to say if that question is true for either, neither, or both of them. Based on what you know about the show, you get a couple of these right, you can win a prize. We always do like a round in the room just to kind of show you how it works. So my question, obviously, for Gavin and Betty Rock, have either, neither, both of you ever eaten fruitcake? Okay, that traditional holiday
loaf
that people make fun of. You know, obviously Betty knows what it is. That people make fun of. And so, based on what I know, Betty will. She loves food, and so like I could see this showing up to her house one day and her not even knowing what it was and taking a shot at it. Gavin also is adventurous with food, and he'll eat anything that's placed in front of him. You do, and he doesn't like to see things go to waste. So my logic behind this is they've both encountered a fruitcake, and the fruitcake has lost. So I'm going to say both. Gavin, have you eaten a little bit of a fruitcake?
I've eaten a little bit of it. It's not a yearly tradition because, it's a brick of hodgepodge of nothing great.
There's like weird fruits inside of bread, right? Is that it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But I've had it.
Okay, Betty Rock.
Yes.
See, I knew it.
And here's the thing. You were spot on when you said it just showed up at my house.
Yep.
And I'm like, food, sure. I'm going to try. Now, I didn't like it. And also, my mom had to specify, now, when we have fruitcake from this relative, it's okay. Oh. But from other relatives, it could be a little bit woo-hoo.
Okay. So. Don't eat Uncle Joe's fruitcake then. Okay. I got you. I think I got you. Wait a minute. All right, 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. So that's how we play. It's just that easy. I would have gotten a point there. 855-33-WAY-FM. If you'd like to play along with us, we'd love to have you right now for either, neither, both. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. Jess, thank you so much for joining us today for our Christmas edition of Either, Neither, Both. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. How about y'all?
We're great. Now, the way this works is you're going to get a question about two members of the show. All you have to do is tell us if that statement is true for either, neither, or both of them. Let's start with your question, Betty Rock, for Gavin and myself.
Do you think either, neither, both of them cried on Santa's lap?
Probably both of them.
Both. Okay.
Why do you say both?
So we're both big babies.
Okay, so I have 18 nieces and nephews, and not one of them has sat on Santa's lap without crying at least once.
All right, Gavin, let's start with you because you're like probably the most obvious.
Yeah, I think if you took one of my mom's old scrapbooks, there would be like photographic evidence of me as a 2 or 3 year old.
No.
Yeah, crying.
Yeah, absolutely. There is a picture of me as a child trying everything within my power to get off Santa's lap.
and you definitely know you were on the naughty list.
I know, and definitely tears were a streaming. So that's one question right. Nicely
done. All right, all right.
Okay, here we go. Jess, you're on fire. This is for Betty and Gavin. Have either, neither, or both of you ever been kissed under the mistletoe?
Oh,
a little holiday question there. I know, tough one. What do you think, Jess?
Either.
Either. Okay, so one of them has, one of them has not.
Who do you think has?
I would go with Gavin because he's married.
Okay.
So, you know.
Oh, well, thanks,
typical
Jess.
All right, well, Betty Rock, let's start with you. Have you ever been kissed under the mistletoe?
No, but it hasn't been for a lack of trying.
Okay,
because
good.
I have camped out under the mistletoe.
She has a little mistletoe hat she wears around work and stuff around this time of year.
Still, I'm waiting.
Gavin, have you been kissed under the mistletoe?
Yes, with my wife, there has been some smooching
there
under the mistletoe.
Well, man, you have this dialed in, Jess. Congratulations. That's 2 out of 3, and you are a big winner.
Oh, thanks, guys.
No, thank you. We appreciate you being on the show with us and playing a little Either, Neither, Both today. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And if you like the show, thank you for listening. And if you want to get the show anytime on your schedule, you can do that with our podcast. It's The Show Without the Music. But then we have this thing we do every day. And all of this is free, by the way. We do a thing called the Aftercast, where as soon as we finish the show, we stay in the studio and we record our Aftercast, which is things that we didn't get to during the show. Or sometimes it's life stuff and our stories and things that are just more long form that we don't always have time for. And so we share stories like this one, sometimes about the heroic things that we've done. So here's a little flavor of the Aftercast for you. You know how I love to help when there's someone injured?
Oh, no.
Yes. Okay, so I was walking down the terminal, and I see this kid kind of by himself walking. Like, he looked like 8, maybe 10, and looked kind of lost a little bit. As a parent, I'm observant about that stuff.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I look over, and the kid is sitting at a table, and there's 2 guys and a lady, and they're, like, kind of hovering over him, and they have somebody from the restaurant. He sat down at a restaurant coming out with an ice bag, and the kid does not look good.
Oh.
And so they're regulating the situation. And so
got it under control.
I didn't think so. I felt like they needed...
What is wrong with you?
I felt like they needed an amateur paramedic who has no training whatsoever.
Maybe that.
No, I actually stayed out of it. And so
what?
I was monitoring the situation.
Of course you were.
Because I was curious. And then the mom comes over, and so then I'm trying to figure out what's going on. But then, okay...
You're so nosy.
I know. But then what happens is... This is where I helped, though, okay? I was such a big help.
Yeah.
I might have saved this kid's life. See, what happened is the paramedics show up. So the fire department comes walking down the thing, and they're sitting over on the left at this restaurant, and the paramedics come here, and they're holding all their gear, and they're looking around. They're like little lost puppies. Like, we know we're supposed to help somebody in this general area. Who are we supposed to help? We're here to help, but somebody needs
someone
to be a beacon. Somebody needs to point us in the right direction.
A lighthouse in the midst of the storm.
Yes, so that we can help this poor sick child. Who will that be? Who will help? Help us! And at that point, I'm like, he's over there, sir! And so I point, and the guy looks at me, and he's like, thank you! But then the story of help doesn't stop there.
Oh,
normally,
gosh.
That would have been enough to help, right?
Yes!
Yeah, so then...
And it is!
You're done.
The paramedic dropped his pen on his way over there. So I pick up the pen. pen, and I walk the pen over to them while they're in there, because I figured he might have to write down life-saving information, vital signs, something that if he gets it wrong could be detrimental. So then I tap the other paramedic next to him, because he was listening to the guy talk to him, and I said, "Sir, your partner dropped his pen, but I have it here for you." And he looked at me, and he goes, "Thank you." And I just walked away, and they never saw me again. Like, and so, like, I was that.
They were like, "Did you see an angel?"
Yeah, maybe. I was that angel in an airport that just did what they needed to do and then got out of it and then just walked away. Hallmark has already contacted me for the rights. It's called The Angel in Terminal D. So I'm pretty excited about this.
Yeah. In Terminal.
Yeah, it's gonna be pretty big. So that's.
I can't wait to hear the theme song.
Oh, it'll be glorious. So that is a little bit of the aftercash. You can get it for free wherever you get your podcast or at wayfm.com. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we had Mike Naraki on with us recently. He's one of the creators of the beloved VeggieTales and the voice of Larry the Cucumber, and he has a new animated project called The Dead Sea Squirrels, and we were talking to him about his kids' book, part of this, The Jingle Squirrels, and I was surprised that this guy who's cranked out so much theology-based content doesn't even have a Bible degree. Like, he actually wanted to be a missionary doctor. And I just thought how funny that could have been had his life gone that way.
I just think it'd be pretty amazing to see you as a doctor, and like, you're in the surgery and you got the guy's chest cracked open, and then all of a sudden Larry the Cucumber comes out. "We're losing him! You know?
We're losing him! Where'd I put that scalpel? Where's my watch?"
That'd be so great.
Oh, man. So we got Christmas coming up, and you wrote a story called Jingle Squirrels. Okay, so now that is the latest installment in the book series. And now, correct me if I'm wrong, I didn't go to a year and a half of Bible school like you did, but there are no squirrels mentioned at the birth of Christ. Now, Mike, are you playing with the gospel?
No, Wally. With VeggieTales, obviously, there was a certain amount of irreverence with what we did, you know, taking this ensemble cast of vegetables and retelling Bible stories. But we drew a line early on with VeggieTales to never depict Jesus as a vegetable. We just felt like that would be too irreverent.
You know? Probably a good idea.
Yeah, I think so, looking back. But throughout those years, I wanted to be able to tell the New Testament story of Christ in a way that is really fun, really accessible to kids. And so the squirrels ended up being a great way to do that, to bring two fictional characters who could have existed in the first century. They get frozen in sea salt and, you know, dehydrated, and then rediscovered in the 21st century. But they lived during the time of Christ and the disciples, and they have those messages to share with the modern world and recollection. So when Michael, the main character, experiences an issue as a fifth grader in modern times, Merle and Pearl are there to say, "Hey, remember that Jesus had something to say about that," or "the Apostle Paul had something to say about that," and we're able to integrate that into the story, and he's able to use that in his life. So it's a fun way to bring up those stories in a way that's really relevant to kids.
I love Mike and his heart for this, and the Dead Sea Squirrels is awesome. But I do like to help. Betty, you know that about me. I'm a helper by nature.
Oh, of course. To sometimes when you don't need to be helping.
Yeah, even when I'm not asked. You know, I just like to help. And so I thought I could help Mike out. I had a stroke of genius to help him market the Jingle Squirrels Christmas book. Have you ever thought about rewriting Jingle Bells to market the squirrels in this episode into Jingle Squirrels?
I have not thought about that. No, okay. But yeah, that's a great idea.
Okay, I have taken the time, and I've jotted down some notes here, and I'd like to just do this song with you, okay?
All right.
You haven't seen this before. I'm just going to give it to you, and we're going to bust out Jingle Squirrels. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, man.
Let's do this.
Do you mind if I sing as Merle?
Merle Squirrel? Merle the Squirrel. I think that makes it better. Are you kidding me?
All right, here we go with my Merle voice.
And a two, and a one, two, three.
Jingle squirrels, jingle squirrels, helping with Advent. Merle and Pearl will show the world that Jesus loves rodents. Hey! Jingle squirrels, jingle squirrels, they have big buck teeth. I never really noticed this, but they kinda look like me.
Yeah, your teeth are lovely. I was just kidding.
No, I do have the two little ones that stick out.
You know, you do kind of look like that squirrel.
I do, and Larry, right?
There you go. It's Jingle Squirrels and the series Dead Sea Squirrels. Mike Naraki from VeggieTales on with us here today. Thanks for coming in, man.
Wally, this is awesome. Thank you so much, man.
If you miss any of the conversation or you want to just relive the Jingle Squirrels jingle again, all you have to do is text the word jingle
J-I-N-G.
Okay.
L-E.
Nice.
For a second, I'm like, wait, jingle.
J-I-N-G-L-E.
Spelling's a problem for me. Mm-hmm. To 91979. Text jingle to 91979. That should have been the easiest part of all of this. And we'll send you a link to it. Henry Ford once wisely said, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. And I love that concept because it really does go to your perspective. If you think you can do something, you can do it. But if you don't believe you can, you're going to fail. And that was the case for this mom who finished her college degree 30 years after she started.
Wow.
There was a time where she was like, I can't finish it in. I can't fit it in with life. And she took a break, a pause. But then she decided, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to finish my degree. She did it. And she wants to become a teacher now, even all these years later, which I think is so great. She thought that she could, and she did. That's what's important.
And I think a lot of moms out there don't make themselves a priority. They want to put their kids first, which is great. That's understandable. But what about making 2021 your year where you make yourself a priority and go get that education that you've always wanted at Colorado Christian University, where you can get faith-based learning? I went to CCU myself and got everything I needed straight online. Got a degree in healthcare administration and psychology. And I'm so glad now, looking back, that I did it.
And she's a better believer.
Wait, what?
No, I can't say with a straight face.
Just go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And you can email your back-to-school question for Wally and Betty Rock to answer at wallyccu@gmail.com. News is all faxy and figury. This is more news-ish. Here's Wally.
Betty Rock and Gavin, have either of you ever done a charcuterie board?
Oh, that's one of those, like, you have the wooden board and then you put like crackers and cheese and stuff
meat
on it.
Yeah.
Salami.
Yeah,
and
no, I haven't. It's
Gavin
too fancy.
Sounds very knowledgeable too. You went with the meats.
I've partaken of many. Okay. I don't think I'd ever make one though, because they usually look fancy and I'm not a fancy fellow.
It's basically upper crust Lunchables.
Yeah.
Yes, it really is.
I would love to do a charcuterie party someday where I just got Lunchables and took them out of the plastic and put them on a board and was like, here you are, my friends. Some of the finest meats that I have purveyed from around the world, you know, and just be all upper crusty. Well, here's a holiday idea. It's a twist
sounded
on
Australian there.
Holiday idea, mate. It's a twist on the little thing that you like to call charcuterie boards.
Okay.
Now it's getting
that
southern.
Was southern.
Yeah, I can't stand an accent long. And so they thought this would be fun for like holiday parties, or maybe if you have kids would lose their mind at this. A hot cocoa charcuterie board.
Oh, I'm listening.
I love this idea. I'm guessing you would have marshmallows.
You'd have to have marshmallows.
Sprinkles.
Yes.
Whipped cream.
Yep. So far, you're designing the perfect charcuterie board.
I have no idea
what
else.
Caramel sauces.
Peppermint.
Maybe.
Ooh.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Ooh,
they
yes.
say to add peppermint for flavor and a pop of color. That's important, I think, honestly, because you eat with your eyes first before your hands. Charcuterie, what's interesting is charcuterie actually is a term referring to meat. It's a French term about eating parts of the pig. And
ew.
I know it's not as upper crust when you say it that way.
Gross.
But now charcuterie has basically become synonymous with anything you throw on a slab of wood and serve to people.
Yeah.
And so a hot cocoa charcuterie board might be just the thing. Some of the other things they said, like those biscotti peppermint chocolate sticks.
Ooh,
would
nice.
Be good. Cookies for dunking. A bowl with loose chocolate chips in case you don't have enough
yes.
chocolate. Yeah,
amen.
You see where this is going. And so it might be a fun thing for you to try this holiday season. We're still early enough in this that you probably got a couple more parties to go to. And you show up with a hot cocoa charcuterie board.
Oh, you're
that's
my
gonna,
new best friend.
That is going to trump salami any day of the week. Like, let that other person show up with a meat thing. Like, look, behold, the meat charcuterie board. Like, all right, sit down. Sit down, Rick. I'm going to bust out a hot cocoa charcuterie board, and we're going to get this party turned up, you know?
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me right now?
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and this might be one of my favorite things that we do. It's called Are You Kidding Me? Get it? Because we just talk to kids about stuff, okay? Like, I love kids' honesty
and their creativity, and I enjoy where the conversations go. So everybody asks kids, well, what do you want for Christmas? What do you want for Christmas? We thought we'd flip that script a little bit and say, what do you not want for Christmas? Because I remember as a kid getting some things, you're like, oh, you open it up and you're so excited, and then it sucks, and you're like, no! I feel like I've just wasted a big part of my life here.
When I was younger, I had a great grandma who would give me math puzzles.
Oh!
Which, yeah, you know, it's sweet at heart. And as a kid, I got good at math.
Sure.
It hadn't stuck with me.
Yeah, how are you using that today?
We
not
don't
at
want
all.
Education.
Yeah. Oh, you're a kid, man. That's the worst. Or you're like, you get a toy and it's one of those educational toys. You're like, no! Come on! Okay? Hey, so, look, I feel your pain. If you're a kid and you're worried about Christmas, I get it. But this could help parents not make these mistakes.
That's right. So we need you. We had this conversation on our Facebook page. You can follow along if you go to facebook.com/Wally Show. I had some people ask their kids, what do your kids not want? Crystal said, my 9-year-old son said a girlfriend.
Absolutely. At 9, you don't need those headaches yet, man. I know everyone is telling you you do, you don't.
Heather said, my 14-year-old said socks. Her first answer was not appropriate to include here because it was political. And we just left that out.
I'm dying to know what that question,
I know.
What it was.
I
oh
know.
My goodness, that's
no
really
idea.
Funny. All right, so are you kidding me? The only qualification for this is you just got to be a kid and you can call. If you need to ask your parents before you do that, definitely do that. But if you're in the same car or house or whatever, man, let's go. Let's do this. 855-33-WAY-FM. Only kids calling right now, and it's what do you not want for Christmas this year? 855-33-WAY-FM. Thanks for helping us adults out, because we'll get it wrong. We'll get you stuff you don't want. We got to get this worked out. So what do you not want for Christmas? And you have the benefit of your mom being there, so you can tell her right now.
New socks. You don't want new socks?
No, he doesn't want new socks, Mom. No kid wants
want new
socks.
Dalvi, have you ever gotten socks before for Christmas?
No.
He's like, I hear a lot of people getting socks. There's a lot of sock talk this year, and I want to get out ahead of this.
Hey, thank you, Wally.
Hey, thanks, guys. You have a great Christmas, okay?
You too, Wally.
All right, Colton, you're up. What is it that you do not want for Christmas this year?
A dollhouse.
Was there talk in your house about someone getting you a dollhouse, Colton?
Yeah.
No.
He's like, I heard whispering. I heard mom and dad talking. I just want to make sure that I get out in front of this. Well, what would you want? Since your mom's sitting right there, maybe she can put in a good word with the big man.
Giannis signed basketball.
Colton, what if on Christmas morning you go downstairs, you get under the Christmas tree, and you see a dollhouse for you, but it's signed by your favorite basketball player?
His bed would explode.
How would you feel about that?
Sad.
Okay. All right. Well, at least your parents are here and your mom's there now to hear that this would be a bad idea. And so hopefully Christmas will work out for you this year, Colton.
Okay.
But remember, whatever you get, it's always important to be thankful because, you know, like, yeah, there some things are hard to get right now. And so make sure you're thankful for whatever it is, okay?
Even if it's socks.
Or a dollhouse.
Please, not a dollhouse.
I know, man. What do you want to avoid this year, Ruby?
One thing I want to avoid this Christmas is a slime kit.
Really? This surprises me a little bit because slime is fun and it's messy and you get it all over your hands and sometimes in the carpet.
Yeah, because that actually happened like a couple of years ago with me because I had a slime kit. And some of it had actually spilled on my favorite plush.
Oh, yeah. Then you go to school with slimy hair. That's no good.
Yeah.
Thank goodness it wasn't your toothbrush. You have to be a parent's dream. Like, you're one of the only kids that's like, I don't want anything messy this year.
Right.
Or
that
could be problematic.
Right.
Oh, you're a delight is what you are, Ruby.
Thank you.
All right, Ian, you're up. What is it that you do not want for Christmas?
I don't want a stocking. I know this sounds weird, but instead I'd rather just have, like, gift cards. To like whatever Taco Bell.
What?
Yeah, or just they could throw like $10 bills in there and just throw a bunch in there and then I can have that for Christmas.
Ian's the best. Like, just give me gift cards or money. That's all I want, man. I'm telling you, like, I respect that about you, Ian.
Ian, with the cash, are you planning on saving it or are you just going to burn through it really fast?
Ian doesn't sound like a saver to me.
But I am going to Mexico in a few weeks. they have really just Coke in Mexico.
Yes, they do. It's Coke with sugar cane, like actual natural sugar cane. I love this kid. I knew I loved this kid the minute he called. I get it, man. And so, yeah, you want to get some of that while you're down there and bring it back. So, Ian, if you got money, is there something that you do want this year besides money?
There's this camp I'm going to, and we've already got the payment covered, but there's this thing called the Snack Shack. And I'd probably, like, stock up on my Snack Shack money.
I've seen a theme. Ian and food are, like, really good friends.
Now I like this kid.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Ian, I hope it works out for you. And who knows, maybe you get a little Bitcoin in your stocking and become a millionaire. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, buddy. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And besides being a godly man, the other thing I have in I have something else in common with Betty Rock's pastor, apparently.
It's so true. So this past Sunday, he was about to end the sermon, and he says, before we end this, I want to tell you a little story. And then he brings out the tale of three trees.
Yes, he did. And it is the greatest Christmas story next to the Christmas story.
Well, so right when he said that, I started laughing in the middle of a serious situation. That's because every year you read the tale of three trees.
Yep.
And every year you cry like an infant baby.
You would think that after so many years of reading it, it wouldn't hit me, but the story is just that beautiful, and it reminds me of just what a mess up I am, and like, and how God still sees me is awesome.
And if you've never heard him read this story,
yeah,
here's just a little taste.
And that was better than being the tallest tree in the world. Oh, man! Okay. Ugh. So hard to
nothing
listen to.
Nothing from any of you?
Yeah.
No, except
no one else cries. No one else cries. They just laugh
just
at
like,
me. It's so good.
What's
so you're
word?
Laughing. Like, were people around you laughing?
Okay, so no.
Okay.
I had some people turn to me in concern thinking, why is she laughing?
At the beautiful story that is the tale of three trees.
The pastor is up there and he's telling the story about the three trees. And I start slowly noticing everyone around me, in front of me, behind me, there's little sniffles.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like everybody's starting to tear up.
Yeah, because it's
beautiful. But I'm sitting there.
And that was better than being the tallest tree in the world.
Okay, maybe that's a little much, but
I don't know. My pastor could have outcried you on it when
he cried.
He cried too. Everyone in the house was crying while I'm sitting there laughing my head off because all I can picture is this.
And that was better than being the tallest tree in the world.
I'm telling you, man. I love that you have another man in your life that you respect. Probably more than me.
Whoa, wait a minute. First, you're considering yourself a man and that I respect you.
Yes.
Those are two bold statements.
And that the pastor that shares the same love that I have for the Tale of Three Trees.
Yes. And if you would like to see a video of Wally, of him reading this story, well, you can go to facebook.com/Wally Show.
You're the worst. Did you repost this?
Yes.
You're the worst. I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's fantastic because then you not only can hear the tears, but see the tears.
Them. Yeah, and you'll see what a horrible person Betty is. Because I'm telling you, I defy you to read this story and not cry. The only person that's ever done that is the soulless Betty Rock. When my daughter was young, she loved putting money in her piggy bank. Hey, it's Wally. And as a kid, there's nothing better than shaking that pig and watching money fall out. Did you know that as an adult, you could be holding the biggest piggy bank of your life, your house? Home values are up so much that you can get more out of your home, even if you love it and don't want to sell. Refinancing can lower your monthly house payment, saving you money, or you can do a cash out refinance, which in essence is using your house like a piggy bank and shaking some of the equity out that you have built up. And United Faith Mortgage can help. They are a family of faith-based mortgage experts, and I love founder Ryan's passion for what he does.
Now's the time. Strike while the iron's hot, if you will. Please, I don't like to put pressure on anybody, but I just want to see as many people take advantage of these times as they can.
So if you need some extra coin, see how much money you can shake out of your house now. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate animal list number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Want to know what's going on?
I only found one result for your query. Isn't that interesting?
Find out now on The Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
I am personally a huge fan of people who do go all out for Christmas with, like, decorating and the holidays like that. And That was the case for this woman named Monica, but instead of doing it at her house, she actually did it in her very own cubicle at work.
Oh, okay. I get this. And I don't mind decorating things at work. It's like, oh, that's kind of fun. It's festive. I don't really have anything in my office, but when I walk by somebody's, I go, okay, I see.
Well, and they decorated the studio that we sit in hours a day.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Like, it's very cute.
It's nice. Yeah.
But this woman's company announced a workplace decorating competition.
Oh.
She decided to go out. So she has this cubicle. And she gathered a bunch of materials like cardboard, colored paper, candy canes, like actual lights, and transformed her entire cubicle into the shape of a gingerbread house.
Smart.
And she said that on an off day, she came in and it took her about 8 hours to do that.
Oh my goodness.
Whoa.
That's committed.
Yeah, she says that she's competitive, loves Christmas, and loves putting a smile on her coworkers' faces.
Aww.
So
I love that she did it on her off day.
I know.
Because, like, how mad would you have been? Have been like, yeah, we have a meeting, but Monica isn't here because she's still decorating her cubicle. You know? Still. Like, so that's good that she did it on her off day.
Yeah, and there's no news on her having won the competition
yet. Oh, come on. She should.
But, I mean, if you put in 8 hours and somebody else wins.
You know, there's the Grinches that are like, I don't like Monica.
Yeah.
She tries too
worst.
Hard. Yeah. And so they vote for the person that put like a twig up for a Christmas tree. You know, that's how that happened.
But these are like really good people to me. Like she said, she wanted to make her coworkers happy. I know my wife does stuff like this all the time at her work. She won a scarecrow making competition where,
really?
You know, they were like, oh, do this. And like my gut reaction would be, oh, that's fun. But my wife went all out, bought a bunch of hay, put it all in, and ended up winning a $50 gift card to Target.
Hey.
Yeah, that's amazing. Spent $85 on that scarecrow. But you know what? She won, and that's all that matters. Uplifting Way of Vim, this is The Wally Show. And Christmas is a great time of year, but man, it is not without its stresses. I have been running around crazy trying to finish a gift that I'm making for my daughter, get all my wife's presents wrapped. I'm done shopping, but I've been like actually legit stressed about it, you know, and I don't know why, but I guess because I want it to be right, you know?
Right, yeah. And I think a lot of people feel the same as you. I was reading this article that said most Americans are the most stressed about cooking for everyone.
Oh, really?
Come Christmas Day, because you have so many people with different diets. Also, they have different restrictions, different allergies.
Yeah.
It's just all these different things that you have to think about. That's stressful.
My mom's birthday is during the Christmas season, and so we all surprised her, like all the siblings and stuff, when we got there. And it just dawned on me how difficult it is to make food for anybody. Like, we're going to have dinner, and then somebody's got this allergy, and somebody can't eat this. Somebody doesn't like this.
Yep.
And that's when pizza comes in. Like, pizza's the best.
Not for gluten-sensitive people.
I don't invite them. No. but you can get one, you know? Like, pizza's
right.
Like, okay, fine. But then it's like, and then everyone wants to weigh in on what toppings.
Oh, good
And
grief.
I finally was like, no. Pepperoni and bacon and onion.
What?
That's
no,
the one, that's the one
no,
I like.
No, that's not fair. You just get cheese.
But we did a cheese.
But then you can't do that for a vegan because that's not vegan approved.
Okay, now seriously, I am not inviting a vegan. Like, I'll invite a gluten-free person, maybe a vegetarian, but that's where I draw the line.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyway. Yeah, so Nicole, your friend, would never be invited
Christmas
to my house.
Spirit, geez. You're like, no, I'm not inviting them.
No vegans
but
allowed.
But see, the thing is some people don't have that rule that say, I'm just not inviting them.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't have the option. You have that family member that is vegan.
Yeah.
Or they have a peanut allergy.
Unfamily them.
Okay, besides unfamilying them, there's got to be something else. I don't know.
I know, but again, it's stressful. And so here's what I want to do. So Betty Rock has brought up the fact that cooking for people and their different dietary needs is a stressor for the holidays. So we got that on the list.
I'll add it to the list. Cool. I'll add it to the list.
Let's add yours to the list, okay? What is that holiday stressor for you? Maybe it's family. I don't know. Maybe it's the cooking. Maybe it's something completely different. I'm just really curious what it is that tries to steal your joy, because you're doing all the right things. That's the crazy thing about this. Like, you're doing the right things by getting family together and shopping for presents to be nice to each other and things like that. But it's funny that even doing the right thing can be very stressful.
Well, because the right thing involves a lot of people with a lot of opinions.
And a lot of work. And so I am curious. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be on the show. We love having you on with us. 855-33-WAY-FM. What is your big holiday stress this year? And we will add it to the list. So what is your stressor that we're going to add to this list, Ashley?
Finding somewhere for everybody to sleep, especially when you have a small house. Or, like, for me, I have a cat, and I have family members that don't like my cat because they say they're allergic. And finding spots for everybody to sleep.
No, easy remedy. Hotel. Like, if you don't like my cat, it's my cat, my house. I love you, but hotel.
Well, some of us live in far away from hotels where there's not hotels close.
Outside. My cat is an inside cat. I can't change
this. It's raining outside. Then what?
Tent.
I do have a camper, and I have actually stuck family members in the camper when they come to visit.
Wow.
I would want the camper, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be away. Like, when family is together, like, I like being close to family, but I also like having my own space. So when we come into town, if there's a lot of us, I'll get a hotel, like, and just make it easy on everybody.
They're like, we have plenty of room, Wally. Why don't you stay?
No, nope, I'm good. I don't want to be a bother, and I'm going to stay in the hotel. Not that you're bothering me, but hotel it is for me. Plus, I like having the bathroom.
Sometimes you need alone space.
Well, that is a great one, Ashley. I will add it to the list.
Thank you. You guys have a good day.
For you, Patty, what's that most stressful thing?
Shopping.
I get it.
I hate going out shopping for stuff that nobody needs. I mean, that is just so stressful, all the shopping. Because it's so commercial. It has nothing to do anymore with what Christmas is supposed to be about. And I'm sorry, I'm getting on my soapbox.
No, I understand that. But there is that joy that you get when you come downstairs after you've wrapped, say, all your wife's presents and you have bought her more things than she has bought you. It just feels good.
Giving gifts is not a competition.
It is absolutely a competition.
I do get that, though, because sometimes my husband, he'll go out and splurge on something, and I've got this, you know, couple things that he wanted, and then he's gone out and spent all his money, and I'm like, why did you do that? You're supposed to spend the same amount.
Oh, I know. I never do that. Either. We set a limit, and I always go over it.
Yeah, because you're bad.
That's how you show your love, is that you go above and beyond. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. There are so many advent calendars that are floating around. If you, like, just Google it. I know my wife got some really specific ones for a friend of ours, their daughter. She loves Stitch and found, like, a Stitch one. And hedgehog ones.
And
yeah, hedgehog ones. She gave my daughter a sock one once where every day you got a pair of socks.
Oh, wow, yeah. They make them for everything.
They really do. Lego ones. It's crazy.
But where is Jesus in
That's the thing, man. You miss part of the thing. Like, the whole purpose of it and the reason for it is the coming of Jesus and how important that is and looking forward to that. That's what Advent is all about. And we've made it this cute thing counting down to Christmas Day and all the stuff that we get, you know? Mm-hmm. And so we've kind of gotten it off track a little bit. Like, look, I'm not a person that says, hey, don't have fun at Christmas. I love, you know, Santa and giving gifts and all that stuff. It's great, but I think you can have both. I don't think they're mutually exclusive, but I think that you do need to put the emphasis on the Christian part of this, and Advent, and that's why we have our Advent study right now.
That's right, and you can be a part of that. It's a 5 weekly videos that you get with scripture readings sent right to your phone. All you have to do is text the word light, L-I-G-H-T, to 91979. That's light to 91979.
Yeah, and you got some PDF downloads you can do with your kids and stuff, just to kind of bring them along and balance out the fun commercial part of the holiday with the serious part of it.
And you're going to get videos from yours truly, mm-hmm. from me, one from Wally, yep. and then us together with Pastor Chad.
Yeah, so it's a good reminder, and it doesn't mean that, like, no, Advent's already started, and you're like, oh, well, it's too late for that. It'll start you right at 1, and you can kind of catch up and share it with your family because they are weekly. So if you want to check that out, just text the word LIGHT, L-I-G-H-T, to 91979. This is such a great time of year where we get to start thinking about Thanksgiving and spending time with family and then Christmas right around the corner. And it's never too early to start thinking about ways that you can actually do something to help somebody in need. That's why I love that we've partnered with Food for the Hungry and the Chicken of the Month Club. Now, this is a subscription-based option, kind of like you do, like, Socks of the Month and things like that. This is where you can send 2 chickens to a family in need for only $28 a month. And you might be thinking, why chickens? I don't even know the first thing to do. If someone gave me a chicken, I'd be like, what do I do with this? But these people in these developing countries, they know how to maximize that resource.
Yeah, and one other good thing about having chickens is that they lay eggs. I mean, I'm pretty sure, not that I know much about chickens, but that they lay eggs every day, I believe.
A lot of eggs, yes. So, don't quote her on that.
That's helpful.
And that's how families can earn extra income, by selling eggs. Plus, the nutrition for families that deal with food insecurity. Don't tell the chickens about that, but it's a great source of protein. And they can also sell the chicks to other families as well. And so there's another income opportunity as a side hustle for them as well.
Another great thing about chickens is that they multiply pretty fast. So when they're selling those baby chicks, the families can get the income that they need that can help them reach their goal even quicker.
And another thing I love about this, it's not a handout, it's a hand up. And if that kind of resonates with you, it's a great thing to do this holiday season. You can help provide 2 chickens every month to a family for just $28 a month. You can check it out at fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show, or text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979. We'll send you a link.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Millennial women all over the world were glued to their TVs recently when members of NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, New Kids on the Block, Boys to Men, and 98 Degrees all came together for a special on ABC called A Very Merry Boy Band Christmas.
Don't tell me how it ends. I know it ends in failure, but don't tell me how it ends. Wow.
It included multiple cheesy performances as well as silly banter.
I didn't get to watch it live, but I've got it on Hulu, and I want to go back and spot check it and just how bad it is.
I think it'll make you cringe.
Some of the guys have leaned into it, like the guys from NSYNC, like Joey and stuff, and I think Chris even to some degree have leaned into, the funniness of being in a boy band, but Boys to Men have not. They're like, we're not a boy band. We were serious musicians, and so they're not the fun ones in this.
Well, but they probably have the most talent.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe.
I mean, they can sing really well. Yeah. But Joey McIntyre, you know him as a New Kid on the Block
member. KOTB.
Okay. He took it to a serious level when he brought out his 14-year-old son, and they sang a duet together.
No, don't do this to your kid. Break the stereotype. Make him be a doctor.
It's a serious song, okay? So keep that in mind.
I will.
This is his son singing.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Why?
Just remember they could be us. Remember we all are brothers.
Yeah.
Oh.
Here comes Joey.
I'm not trying to darken up your day. But help others in need. Show them there's a better way.
Yeah, okay.
Oh. All right, now bring in the hook.
No.
This one's for the children.
Oh!
This one's for the children. Come on. And there's kids on the stage. Oh, yes. Oh, so good.
Niblets.
This one's for the children.
It's for the children, Wally.
Oh, the children don't want it. The children are like, hey, how about we make this for the adults and stop bludgeoning my ears? Oh, wow.
So that's a little taste of, if you missed it, what you're missing out on.
I hope it got better than that. Like, everybody, like, boy bands, they all sing whiny, and maybe it's because they were 14 at the time, but you're like, wow, that is not an era of music that I miss.
It does bring back some nostalgia for me.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'd like to forget that time in my life, whereas others seem to embrace it. But it was rough.
The upside is it was probably at least an hour long special, and you just gave me an hour back of my life that I don't have to go see this. So thank you, Lady Rock. You've done some good work here today. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And every year during Christmas, there seems to be a little bit of a divide, and people get upset about it. And it's the Happy Holidays versus Merry Christmas debate. You know,
yes.
You get this, Rock.
I remember this when, especially with Starbucks. So they had one Christmas put out some holiday cups like they always do. And
don't you mean Christmas cups?
See, there's the problem.
Yeah.
So it said Happy Holidays on it, and a bunch of Christians were like, oh, it doesn't say Merry Christmas.
Taking the Christ out of Christmas.
Right.
And I get it, because a lot of companies are trying not to offend anybody, so they...
just water down things. But again, like, it's still called Christmas. Like, you, like, when people actually get right down to it on the calendars, it still says Christmas Day. Yep. You don't celebrate Holiday Day. You celebrate Christmas Day. Yeah. You know, and so Christmas can be whatever it is to people. Like, for Christians, Christ is all through it and in it. And for other people, for Christmas, if Christ isn't their thing, it can still be Christmas and be fun, and it's okay. Like, I don't know where along the lines we were like, oh, Christmas is just so offensive to people. It's crazy. So here's what I'm curious about. When you get a happy holidays, do you correct it or combat it with Merry Christmas? Or do you respond in kind, Happy Holidays to you, good sir? Like, so as to equally not offend. Or are you that person that's like, Happy Holidays, and you take that moment to go, I'm on it. Merry Christmas! Just Merry Christmas to you, you know? I'm curious.
Yeah.
Curious where you land on this, okay? So with five calls, calls it. Take five calls. You determine where we land on as a majority. We use you as a representation of the audience. So do you combat Happy Holidays with Merry Christmas? And it's okay if you don't. I'm just really curious as I thought about this, Esther. I got a string of Happy Holidays in a row, and I always go, oh, Merry Christmas. I just do that right back. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM for a little five calls, calls it. Uplifting WAY-FM, this is the Wally Show. Bama, welcome to Five Calls, Calls It. You're starting us off. Every year you get wished happy holidays from different companies and things like that. Do you fire back with happy holidays to you, or do you counter with a Merry Christmas? That is the Five Calls, Calls It question. What do you do, Bama?
I lean more towards the non-Christmas reply with, and the same 2 years.
Because if they aren't saying Merry Christmas, they possibly aren't allowed to, or they possibly are offended by it. So you are trying to not rock the boat, as it were.
Right, and I have a lot of acquaintances that are Jewish, and there's Kwanzaa and other things. And I take to heart, and I don't know the passage off the top of my head, but I believe it's in Paul, where Paul said, as well as it goes with you, try and get along with everybody. Instead of throwing Christ back in somebody's face, that's not what Jesus wants us to do. He came quietly in the night. To me, I think being more gentle with the, and the same to you, is in, I wish you just as much warmth and greetings as you are to me, but I'm not going to throw my Christmas in your face.
Well, there you go. I got you down. That's a great start to this. I love it. I was curious where people would land, and so that's number one. Thank you, Bama. All right, Teddy, you're up. Five calls, calls it. Happy holidays or Merry Christmas. Which do you respond with?
Hey, you know, I give it both to them, but I try to err on the side of happy holidays. I don't think that saying Merry Christmas is offensive, and we don't need to take offense to people that say it, but rather just about inclusivity. I think Happy Holidays allows for other people that may not celebrate Christmas to still know we wish them cheer.
All right, Tim, you're up. Five calls, calls it. Somebody says Happy Holidays to you. Do you respond in kind, or do you bust out a Merry Christmas?
I respond to however they respond to me. Whatever they say to me, I repeat back, and then I always add, and Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, there you go. That's a good idea. So you're showing respect to them for whatever they've said, but then you're also putting your own spin on it.
Absolutely.
All right, Christina, five calls, calls it. You're up. What do you say?
I say it's Happy Holidays because saying Merry Christmas isn't taking Christ out of Christmas. It's celebrating, recognizing Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and New Year's, all the other holidays.
I have to be honest with you. I'm a little taken aback. I thought it would definitely be more people saying, Merry Christmas, Christ in Christmas. We got to stand strong on this. And it's been way more on the other side of this and not wanting to be offensive, mm-hmm. which actually is not a horrible thing. So I appreciate your thoughts on this, Christina. Thank you. All right, Gail, you're it. The final call on Five Calls, Calls It. What do you say when someone says Happy Holidays? Do you return in kind, or do you say Merry Christmas?
Happy Holidays. It isn't Christmas yet. I'm not going to see you on or before New Year's, so Happy Holidays and be blessed.
I know there are people that think you're watering down the gospel or you're not being a believer if you don't bludgeon people with Merry Christmas, and it's been interesting to hear people's perspective on this and kind of a kinder, gentler way of still being kind and letting that speak for you versus using the words Merry Christmas and causing a polarization. I think it's kind of interesting. Well, Gail, thank you so much for your thoughts, and wrapping up Five Calls Calls It for us.
Thank you. Have a good day. Please bless and happy holidays.
Merry Christmas. I still can't get rid of it. I still want it.
And now,
for some good news.
Yeah! Uplifting way of him. This is The Wally Show, and the news can be a little heavy. That's why we do good news. Giddy up, three rapid fire good news stories designed to make you feel better. We're going to start with you, Gavin. Good news, giddy up, go.
So today is the 80th anniversary of Pearl Harbor, and around 300 people actually helped a 101-year-old Navy vet make it to this big remembrance ceremony in Hawaii today. So
that's not easy.
This guy's name is Ira. He was actually on a ship when the bombs hit, so like obviously that carries a lot of weight for him. But to get to Hawaii, he needed two caregivers to go with him. His family could only afford, his family couldn't afford it. A charity that he's part of like helped pay for one.
Oh, cool.
But then his daughter actually started a GoFundMe, raised enough money, and they were actually able to get all of them out there so that they could go to that ceremony. And as a military kid, like as a kid of a dad who served in the military, seeing stories like that is just so powerful.
Absolutely. Betty Rock, good news, giddy up, go.
Well, mine also has to do with the elderly. There was a woman in Canada, and she decided it was time for her to move into a nursing home. And here's what she did. She just took her house that she's lived in for 55 years and donated it.
Oh, wow.
She gave the property to the indigenous community that used to live on the land.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, she didn't sell it and pocket the money. Instead, she donated it.
The family said, what did you do? Grams. No, but that's really cool. And mine actually has to do with a house, too. Like, we just had a thread going on today. There's a lady named Suzanne who noticed her Dunkin' Donuts employee every day that served her in the drive thru who she loved, kind of like my Nubia at McDonald's.
Yes.
She had a Nubia. Well, the employee wasn't there for a little bit, and she was worried, and she learned that they had been evicted from their home, lady and her kids. And so she got busy, found some organizations to help the family out, partnered with a staging designer, and they decorated the whole new space. They got them into a new house and got them the place staged for Christmas. And I love
that. That's wonderful.
Through tears, the lady that got it said, "The Lord really looked out for me because I kept praying that I could just be home before Christmas." And so there you go. And what's interesting about that, she said, I love that she gives the Lord credit, obviously, like the Lord took care of me, but he used regular people, that just had a heart to care about somebody and love on them. And that's what he does. That's why we're the hands and feet. And you get a chance to do those kind of things for people. It does as much for you as it does for them. And that is your good news, giddy up. Way of M. This is The Wally Show, and one of the fun parts of the Christmas season are all the Christmas movies. Not the Hallmark Christmas movies, but the good ones, the old school ones. Rudolph, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, The Year Without a Santa Claus, some of my favorites personally.
Okay, well, I actually have a couple of facts that you may have not known about some of those Christmas classic films.
Oh, I do like this.
So, one involving The Muppet Christmas Carol. Have you seen that one?
I have. I'm not a Muppets fan. They freak me out a little, honestly.
They're a little odd.
Yeah. So I've never been way into it, but I'd love to hear about it. I like movie facts.
It's kind of sad. It was the first Muppet movie to be made without Jim Henson.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he passed away in 1990. It was 2 years before the movie came out.
So, he used to voice Kermit the Frog.
I guess they found a replacement.
Yeah, no, they did. Yeah, I just remember the joke that, like, what did Kermit the Frog say when Jim Henson died? Absolutely nothing.
I thought you were going to say he croaked or something.
Oh, no, that would have been a good version of that, too.
Yeah, yeah.
What is wrong with you?
No, what's wrong with you?
Too soon, Rock.
Moving on. The Nightmare Before Christmas. That was never one of my favorites. But
I haven't ever seen that one.
Well, I haven't either, actually.
It's creepy.
Creepy. Well, Tim Burton says the storyline was inspired by seeing a collision of Halloween and Christmas decorations in a store once.
Okay.
Which makes a lot of sense because they don't waste time putting out the Christmas decorations. Also, did you know that the director of the 1966 animated How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Oh, I love that one.
He gave the Grinch a green color because he was inspired by an ugly green car he had rented.
Oh, really?
So I guess if the car had been orange, red, or purple,
would have had a totally different Grinch color.
Yeah, it would have been so different.
I'd never heard that before. I actually do like the Jim Carrey version of the Grinch, but I like the animated one better. That's my favorite because it's what I grew up with. But the Jim Carrey version, although he's typically mugging for the camera and doing what he does, I didn't hate it, though.
I will agree with you, but I will say just his parts. Now, when it came to like Whoville and Cindy Lou Who and all that, I was like, No, I don't like it.
The only thing I don't like about it is that people have drawn comparisons to me and Baby Grinch.
Oh my gosh, because it's so true.
Yeah.
Like it's dead on.
The way Baby Grinch looks and the way I look with my facial hair.
Your hair looks the same.
And my face.
Yeah,
and
chunky little cheeks.
We'll have to look it up. I think we did a side-by-side comparison at wayfm.com/Wally. We'll have to look it up and maybe post that because it's uncanny. Even I see it. I don't want to see it, but I see it.
Well, the podcast is over, but there's still the Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.